Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have some of the alumni group of AmeriCorps volunteers who decided they liked Sitka a whole heck of a lot and decided to stick around a little while. So I have the coordinator for AmeriCorps program here in Sitka, Sarah Laurie, and alumni Emma Thompson, Jeff Budd, Christina Tierman, and Laura Bennett. All of you, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Erin.
So, Sarah, let's start with you. As the program coordinator for AmeriCorps, this is a week celebrating those volunteers. So could you give us an overview of, I guess, maybe the program itself and the kind of folks we have coming in?
Yeah, AmeriCorps Week is a national celebration, and it is designed to celebrate and recognize the commitment of millions of Americans who have chosen to serve their country through AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, and then to encourage others to follow in the footsteps of service. Mm-hmm. On the call with us today, I tried to invite a mixture of different sorts, including myself, who did 2 years of AmeriCorps service, you know, as a Sitkin. So people can come to AmeriCorps all different ways, and it's there at any phase of life if you feel that you want to give a year of service. And we have a great variety of different placements in mm-hmm. in Sitka to choose from. So it's been pretty successful, I'd say, and it's been going for 15 years. Probably most of your listeners, or many, you know, have met an AmeriCorps or have heard about AmeriCorps or run into one somewhere. And it's mostly just a really great positive thing for the community of Sitka.
And it's an opportunity to bring in people who are interested in helping in some way, shape, or form, bringing in a vast different array of experiences and knowledge base. There's a whole vast swath of different types of programs or different types of organizations that are hosting AmeriCorps. It's not just one particular slice of Sitka's demographic. So let's go through and like some of the stories of you all have to share this morning. Emma Thompson, let's start with you. So you came originally to work for SAFE through AmeriCorps. Mm-hmm. How long ago was that? And are you still there?
Yeah, that was in 2019. So I came as the AmeriCorps Prevention Specialist, and I coordinated the Youth Social Emotional Learning Programs, Boys Run Itu'u Kletsin and Girls on the Run. And I am still there at SAFE and the Youth Program Manager now. So I still work indirectly with those programs, but I also work with the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, which is a group of teens who promote respect, healthy relationships, and all those good things in the community.
So before you came to Sitka, was this something that you had worked in previously, or did AmeriCorps bring you in a brand new direction?
A slightly different direction. I had worked with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault as an advocate before, but I had never done prevention work, mm-hmm. so I hadn't done this sort of side of public health before.
And was there a particular reason that, I guess, Sitka maybe drew you, or, I mean, what inspired you to stay past your one-year position with AmeriCorps?
It just didn't feel right to leave. I think it's just a really great community, and I really enjoyed where I worked at SAFE and was learning a lot, and it just felt right to stay.
Right. Thank you for coming and staying. It's definitely with SAFE and SILC and all those different groups, they definitely bring a lot of good into the youth and the youth of our community. Well, okay, Laura, you're next, and you you also came a number of years ago in 2017. What brought you in with AmeriCorps? Where were you working?
Yeah, so in 2017, I was the outreach coordinator for the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum.
And had you worked in museums before, or had you done outreach publicity kind of things? What was your tie-in?
Yeah, I it was fairly new to me. I had just finished up my master's degree in cultural heritage management, and just kind of wanted to get some experience with a nonprofit and kind of learn.
And do you feel like you've definitely had that chance to learn? Are you still working with the Sheldon Jackson Museum?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a really, really valuable experience. In fact, I just began working again for the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum this past fall.
And you said you had a quick minute where you left Sitka, saw your mistake, and turned back around.
I did, yes. I actually had joined the Peace Corps.
Oh, wow.
And it was so nice to come back in 2019 and be in Sitka again.
That's awesome that you decided to come back to this. Yeah, come back after a Peace Corps and say, oh, you know, this is my home. This is Sitka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. It's coming in. So you're still doing Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum. And I definitely have, I feel like I've seen you on some other historical, different boards in here to bring you in your expertise. Mm-hmm. Well, Christina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. I feel like I've got so many like eager little faces on my Zoom screen this morning. So Christina, you came in to work for education with the Sitka Sound Science Center. Had you done education work before? What was your draw into this program?
Yeah, I had not done education work before. And actually my AmeriCorps service year, I was not just focused on education. Okay. So it was kind of everything. And honestly, I don't remember what my title was, but I got to work in the aquarium and the hatchery, doing education and all sorts of things. And prior to coming here, I was interested in going to vet school. That's what I was planning on doing, but decided to just take a year to kind of explore other options and came to Sitka for the AmeriCorps program. It was one of the few programs that had an emphasis on science and said that there were service sites where you could work in science or fisheries. And so that really drew me in. And so, you know, about 4 months in, I was super interested in what I was doing and knew I wanted to stay and was thankful enough to be hired on full time afterwards.
So when did you come in with AmeriCorps?
I came in 2015 and have been here in Sitka and at the Science Center ever since.
So those thoughts of vet school, have they kind of like, you know, like that was a nice idea, but maybe not this lifetime?
Yeah, it's now more distant. And I started volunteering at the animal shelter recently. Oh, so that has my, you know, animal fix there. But yeah, I'm definitely sticking with marine science and education for now.
Wonderful. And Jeff Budd, you're definitely a fixture in our community. And I think, Sarah, you did a great job with your selection of guests this morning. It's not always new faces coming in as AmeriCorps volunteers. Sometimes it's the regular faces you're used to seeing at the coffee shop. So, Jeff, what brought you to do AmeriCorps? What was your inspiration to take a whirl in this form of service?
Well, somehow I ended up on the Greater Sitka Arts Council's board of directors, and they didn't have a staff person. And I was the end of a other job I'd had. And it seemed to me that the Arts Council needed a person to put on some events. What they did primarily was give out a scholarship and do a Christmas thing. And so I asked the board if they wanted a staff person. They said, go for it. And so we applied to AmeriCorps and we got the position. I did it for 4 years and I enjoyed every minute of it.
So was there a reason why you did 4 years and you're like, okay, I don't think Greater Sitka Arts Council, they've got it capped, or how did that work?
They kicked me out after 4 years.
What?
Oh. You can only do four years. So it was time to go on to something else after that. Anyhow, that was all right. But we did a weight thing that Robert Woolsey helped. I don't know if you helped write that or not.
I was definitely on stage for one of those. I was one of the panelists.
Yeah. So we did that and we did the wearable art stuff and just a bunch of other good stuff. Yeah. It was just fun and got to meet Sarah. I think I knew Sarah before this. I think I knew her from high school when I worked at the teen center. And so anyhow, it was just a wonderful experience. And it took me a year to learn to say I'm not volunteering, but I'm providing service. Mm. And I really like that idea. I belong to Rotary and the motto for Rotary is service above self. So it just felt really good.
Yeah, you're already in that mindset of like, this is what I'm doing. Just the terminology, had to make sure that came on the forefront. Are there still positions? Is Sitka Arts Council, they still have AmeriCorps positions coming through?
That's a Sarah question.
Let me unmute. They don't, actually. I think right now they're taking hiatus from having any staff at all. Mm. I think it's back to being all volunteers. You know, I have sites that generally have host a member every year, and then there's kind of a rotating cast of other organizations that sort of flow in and out based on, you know, a number of different factors.
Right, right. And before we went on air, you said that it's usually about like a group of about 20 volunteer members or AmeriCorps members who come through to some position each year. And it's been going for about 15 years. Do you have any idea of like how many folks were like Emma, Laura, and Christina who decided, actually, Sitka seems like a good place. I want to stay.
Yeah, by my last informal count, mm-hmm. there were about 60 who perhaps, you know, had stayed after their year of service. They might not still be in Sitka. There's mm-hmm. maybe 45 to 50 of people that I believe are still in Sitka. And then there's other people who stayed for another year or two or three and then decided to move on. And yeah, I just feel really grateful to be I just have a small role. You know, I interview people and bring them here and get them into a host site, and really they're doing all the hard work. And I really want to acknowledge that, because it is really hard service, and it's for very little monetary reward. So the rewards need to be, you know, intrinsic. But I'm just pleased with any little role I can play in people's, you know, lives that way.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it definitely says a lot to all of you former AmeriCorps volunteers that you came in with an amazing amount of skill and knowledge and passion. And even though you, like Sarah was saying, maybe not the most stellar pay, you still had enough, that intrinsic love of what you were doing and what's happening in Sitka to stick around. That, I mean, that says a lot about you guys to have that first step to join AmeriCorps. And I guess Sitka and the organizations you all have worked for, I mean, a little pat on the back that we're doing good things here in Sitka too. Great, great combination of people and passion. Well, we're out of time this morning, but all of you, thank you not only for joining me this morning for the morning interview, but thank you for coming into Sitka, for bringing all the knowledge and passion that you had that first round with AmeriCorps, and for sticking around and continuing to share that with Sitka.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
Well, yeah, all week.
Thank you, everybody.
So this week is, if you see an AmeriCorps, tell them thanks. I mean, we should do it all the time, but this is a special week for it. Well, thank you all again for joining me this morning.
Thank you.